Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Does continuous assessment favour children from affluent families? Because the Labour spokesperson for education, Owen Kenny, says the changes to the Leaving Cert will mean that the continuous assessment projects are going to disproportionately favour children from well-off families and well-off homes. So we want to know today, is he right about this? Or how do parents, or maybe Leaving Cert students tuned into us, how do you feel about the continuous assessment changes? Owen Kenny, good afternoon. You might just explain, first of all, what are the changes to the Leaving Cert that you're talking about?
Yeah, Andrea, I questioned yesterday in the Dáil in relation to senior cycle reform. As many listeners might be aware, I was teaching in secondary school up until my election in November. And the changes to senior cycle reform is that there's going to be a 40% individual project brought in for each subject over the course of the next 2 years. But some subjects will be beginning this September coming for the 2025-2026 academic year. And over 40,000 teachers are calling for a delay in that reform, because ultimately we have not got the training. Teachers have not got the training for this new specification that will be implemented in a lot of subjects for September.
So this is for the Leaving Cert, is it? That eventually it will come in, but it's starting from this September, the next school cycle, that anybody in fifth and sixth year over those 2 years own will contribute to their continuous assessment project for every subject, and that'll account for 40% of the overall marks.
Exactly. So coming this September, there's the three science subjects of biology, chemistry, physics, and then there's a number of other subjects. So this year's transition year students going into fifth year this September coming will be the ones that will start the senior cycle reform. But teachers across the country are not confident of this reform and have asked continuously now for a delay until proper specification is outlined and until proper training is given to every single teacher teaching these subjects.
Why would there need to be a level of further training for the teachers? Surely it's no different than, you know, the work that would be carried out towards the mocks or any sort of long form project students are currently doing.
No, so just from my own perspective of it, I was teaching business studies until November, of course, since I got elected. I took over a cohort of transition year students in September, and I was trying to encourage them, of course, to keep on business studies for the Leaving Cert. That was difficult for me because I had one training day, just one training day, and I had a number of hours of in-service, quite little. So I'm trying to come to terms with the new specification that the department are trying to outline for this 40% project. Teachers across the country cannot, in one training day, understand the new specification. So it's going to be quite difficult for teachers to continue to do this new 40% project if they don't know themselves what the specification is.
Just explain how these new changes to the continuous assessment projects will favour affluent families, though.
Yeah, I mentioned that in the Dáil yesterday, because if you look at local voluntary schools and you compare them to private fee-paying schools, local voluntary schools, probably more than likely, the one I went to anyway, 100-year-old infrastructure, very sporadic Wi-Fi connections, very basic science labs. And then you look at private fee-paying schools, which are very evident across the country. They have up-to-date science labs in some instances.
Not all, though. Have,
yeah, but then the majority of them would have lab technicians even to show students how to use the lab. And there is a complete difference between the local voluntary school and the private fee-paying schools. And I have very, very great sympathy with families who are going to voluntary schools and then have to try and complete a 40% project, where in some instances they mightn't even have access to technology at home, they mightn't have access to Wi-Fi at home, and these projects have to be completed at home by the student themselves.
Now, is that not already the case, though, in the sense that, you know, you have people whose maybe parents are more supportive or helpful at home in terms of doing the homework and making sure it's done and helping out with continuous assessment projects as it is? You'll have some parents who are already forking out an arm and a leg anyway on grind. So does that disparity not already exist?
I don't think so. I think generally because from my own case anyway, the majority of families I've ever dealt with are very supportive of their child when it comes to examination. I think we're bringing in a structure now that is definitely going to favour families who are more affluent than the normal everyday family who mightn't have the access to technology. The support of teachers, they're going to act as a guide now as opposed to a teacher when it comes to the 40% project. This 40% project is going to have to be student-led, and it's going to be difficult for students who may, as I said, might not have the access to technology, might have not the access to Wi-Fi connections. And then as well, you know, they might be using very basic science labs within those schools. Because as I said, I went through my whole secondary school being taught in prefabs. And that's the case for a lot of local voluntary schools right across the country.
Michelle Gillespie is the General Secretary of the Teachers Union of Ireland. Do you agree with Owen on this, Michelle?
Michael Gillespie.
Michael, apologies, Michael, apologies.
No problem. I'm not French. I suppose, yeah, there's a lot we would agree with there. I mean, we already have additional assessment components in a lot of subjects that no one can argue with because they're quite fair. The music practical exam, the aural and the oral in the modern foreign languages. So there's a lot of good stuff that additional components of assessment bring in. The interviews, LCA has, Leaving Cert Applied has a lot of good work done in terms of interviews of students. So there's an awful lot of benefits to additional assessment components, which are aimed to take the pressure off the final written exam. The problem we have is that some of these new subjects are, as Owen said, they're research-based, and you have to use, in the sciences, for example, you're going to have to use school labs to do the research. School labs are not of the same standard across the whole system. A lot of it is Wi-Fi and internet-based. Again, the access to the internet and Wi-Fi by different families is not the same. Some people can have state-of-the-art equipment updated every year. Some students will be depending on just their smartphone that they have. So there's a lot of inequality there. So we have to be very careful with these new subjects, especially the ones that don't already have additional assessment components, that we don't build disadvantage on disadvantage and advantage on advantage, which is what we've been saying. Also, teachers, I agree with Owen, teachers have not been given enough training. One day to outline what it's all about. And secondly, then, we have problems in that we now have a rapidly changing AI world whereby we know that some students may have access to free AI. Some people may have access to very expensive forms of AI, which may be able to do anything that is kind of, we'll say, if you were doing a creative essay or if you were doing a research project. So how are teachers going to know if it's being self-policed? That 40%, which is a minimum, is going to be the student's own work, which is extremely difficult. We have not enough training. And then the final point is, Owen's right, we're starting to teach these new subjects next September, and sample exam papers, but more importantly, maybe the sample additional assessment components have not been seen by teachers yet. So teachers will be starting a course in September without having seen these or without any training. Now, we have a promise that the sample papers will be available by the 11th of April. That's very late
Jennifer Horgan, teacher and columnist, is with us on the line. Are you concerned about how this might disproportionately affect children and students from various different backgrounds, Jennifer? How are you?
I need to kind of put my position in context. I'm hugely supportive of continuous assessment. I think our current system is immoral. Every classroom is a neurodiverse classroom, and we know that. And we know children learn differently, and they should be assessed with a certain level of flexibility. And, you know, this 100, like my own subject is English. It's 100% written exam in timed conditions, and that hugely disadvantages a number of my students. You know, dyslexic children who take longer to process, all of these things aren't being catered for appropriately. We find as well that what is good for a neurodivergent child is actually good for everyone. So I don't agree with 100% exam. I need to put that first and foremost.
Yeah,
right?
Okay.
Having said that, I absolutely agree with what's being said here by both Owen and Michael, that these reforms are being brought in far too quickly.
Is that the real issue, that maybe we just need to leave a little bit, there needs to be more of a lead in time, Jennifer?
It's not just about time, it's about facilities. So, I mean, you would not believe the difference between schools. I've worked abroad, I worked in England and then in Abu Dhabi for 12 years altogether. I couldn't get over it when I came home that there were schools, as Owen said, in prefabs for years upon years, that there are schools that don't have basic, you know, working labs. Like, it's absolutely atrocious. So if we're interested in a child's right to a fair education, It is not okay to bring in a reform where children are going to be absolutely disadvantaged, dependent on the school they go to.
Okay.
And as Michael said, it's a disadvantage on top of disadvantage. Having said that, final point, I do think we need to do whatever we can to get teachers on board with the idea of continuous assessment. And that's not currently the case. And what I would love to see is a conversation about, well, we do need time for training. We're not going to get that time during the school year. It's an impossibility. What about June? It's going to be a really unpopular thought, but June is a month. We can't have the whole school in because obviously we've got state exams. And again, our facilities don't allow us to have all the children in.
Okay.
We can't.
Well, just on that, Eric Nelligan's a teacher. Would you be happy to come in June, Eric?
Well, thankfully, my subject got a big upgrade there about a decade ago, so I might be exempt from that. But to come into what your contributors have said is that when my subject, design and communication graphics, was introduced almost a decade ago, we got five full school days a year over the course of 3 or 4 years in training, and we had nighttime courses as well. So back then, now this would have been before the recession, we had loads and loads of preparation and everything was crystal clear and it was really, really well done. And when I compare that to what has happened in the junior cycle changes over the last couple of years, it is chalk and cheese. The junior cycle changes and upgrades that have been given and assistance that have been given to teachers is like the yellow pack version of the train. And that's why the teachers, I think, are very, very concerned, because we can see how poor the junior cycle of training has been compared to what has been there before. And we are very concerned that the training for teachers for the new Leaving Cert will be substandard. And that's key for the children.
What about students, Louise? Like, you're a parent. Do you share those same concerns as Owen Kenny around how this continuous assessment and the 40% project might favour children who are maybe from parents and families with a little bit more disposable cash?
I absolutely do. Now, I do take on Jennifer's point as well, though, that continuous assessment is a fairer way, because my daughter is in fifth year at the moment, and so thankfully she'll be exempt from these changes. But I can see the level of work and the stress and the pressure that they have coming up to their Leaving Cert. It is outrageous. It's unfair. We talk about youth mental health and then we put them under this amount of pressure. So I totally agree. Continuous-based assessment, project work, it will assist neurodiversity, but it will also reduce the pressure on students. So I agree with it in principle, but I also agree with Owen and Michael's point that it's being introduced in a way that will enshrine inequality, and that really frightens me. You know, my daughter's in a school that the teachers, in fairness to them, had staged a protest outside the school one lunchtime, and I thought it really was powerful because it made all the parents think what actually is going on, and also the students. And I think the students' voice is absent from that. Of course they want to have continuous assessment and reduce the pressure of them on the day of the Leaving Cert. But the reality is, my daughter is doing engineering in her school. They do not have enough tools in the class. She said, like, she's falling behind in her project work because they have to queue up to do a piece of work. They've like two machines that they need to use to cut these.
So we're not set up for this yet, really.
It's not set up, and, okay. And like, she would be competing with children who, as Michael and Owen have both said, have access to much better equipment, and yet her project will be graded in the same,
despite
the fact that she's not getting access to the equipment.
Just finally, Marie, you wanted to make a point on this. You're a retired teacher, but you've been asked to help children with projects. Is that right?
Yeah. Andrea, how are you?
How are you?
There's so much of the discussion now, I don't want to win them, but it was just that it favours the more middle-class kids. Mm. I absolutely believe that where projects come in and people have more resources at home and maybe parents who are better set to help them and friends who are teachers and all the rest, it's absolutely unfair to the other kids who don't have that. I've seen so much of that, people who have, you know, they have people around them who are, I won't say doing the projects for them, but it is so possible. And I've had kids from, university telling me that, you know, they got their brother who did it before to do the project for them and all this kind of thing.
He's an engineer, get him to help out.
Yeah, the projects are wide open to abuse. And people being the way they are, sorry for that, but people being the way they are will always take the help they can get. And you see, the thing is, I take it from the authorities that continuous assessment is more successful. But I was one of those people who loved an exam at the end of the year. Didn't love it, but that's the way I operated. And there are loads of people who operate like that. And I still think that, you know, there was a time when we were lauded as one of the most educated people in Europe with our children coming out of secondary school. Mm. And then just when we had that, it was all taken, that it was too hard. So I understand that loads of kids find it very hard, that big one exam at the end of the year. But my God, it was without possibility.
Yeah, well, you'd have to look at how they do it in the UK and in the North. Look at the A-level system. A huge part of that, it has always been the case for decades, continuous assessment has been a core part of how they sit their GCSE and their A-level exams. Another listener tells me project work cannot be guaranteed to be the work of the student. It's as simple as, and I'm a retired teacher. And finally, this texter says the pressure on the leave insert comes from the point system. That's what we need to change. Change the point system instead of actually messing around with the leave insert. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.